Hello.
Hello?
Hello, good evening. We are conducting a short survey about some issues that your community and the nation are facing, and we'd like to include your opinion. So are you ready to take this survey?
You may not like my answers.
Oh, no problem. I mean your answers are confidential and yeah, it's okay.
We're good.
You take that. Okay?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for accepting.
Do what?
So, thanks for accepting. Okay, so now I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions.
Go ahead.
You know, some issues. So, One second. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Now, what are the chances that you vote in the November general election?
100%.
Okay, definitely. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
What is your age?
43.
43.
Yep.
Thank you. Just to be sure you're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, what?
Yeah, white.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Let's just say we're a quarter step from hell. I'm very dissatisfied.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you can use any number, you know, between 0 and 10, and 100. Sorry.
Okay.
So the first person is Joe Biden.
Can we do -100?
No, we can't.
Okay, we'll do 0.
Yeah. Kamala Harris.
Same answer.
0? Okay. Sorry.
Yep.
0. MAGA Republicans.
Do what?
MAGA Republicans.
Oh. Let's say 75.
75. J.D. Benz.
I don't know what that is.
J.D. Benz? Do you know it?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. So never heard of this bird.
Right.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Let's say 65.
65. Janelle Bynum.
I don't have an opinion. 50.
No opinion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that'd be 50, right?
Okay.
Don't care one way or the other.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Back in the negative numbers. Sorry, zero.
Okay. Zero. Trump's project, 2025?
About 50.
50 Republicans in Congress.
50.
50. Larry Chavez, the Dreamer.
No opinion. Zero, 50, I guess. Just whatever.
Okay. 50. So if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Like definitely for the Republican Party or
absolutely
lean? Yes. Okay. if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Cornel West, or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? The
Trump.
Democrat, Kamala. Trump, okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Dreamer?
Republican.
Republican. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum as small?
None whatsoever.
No. So, no chance?
Nope.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh, you mean he's
approve.
Actually still alive? You can laugh at that.
Yes. So you approve?
You can tell I don't approve.
Okay, so disapprove, right?
Yeah, I'm going with
that. Strongly?
What?
Okay. I mean, it's strongly or it's somewhat disapprove?
You can put it as strong as you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Laura Chavez, the Dreamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I think they all need to go to hell. So, I don't approve of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Lori Chavez, the Dreamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Dreamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So the first concern or doubt is Chavez Dreamer has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agency, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Remer is a vote to undermine our Democrats. So a great deal, quite a bit, just some.
I think it's absolutely awesome.
Okay, so that's a great deal.
It doesn't bother me at all.
So Larry Chavez, the Dreamer, voted to cut billions from our border, or our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigation that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cybercrime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires shit under taxes. Larry talks tough on crime, but it's just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. So, it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
None.
None? Not at all?
Nope.
Okay. Laura Chavez Dreamer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and says she's for the woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. So it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, but not at all.
None.
Chavez Dreamer stands by Trump, even as he threatens to become a dictator one day. On day one, sorry, he has said he will persecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protest, and promised his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez the Dreamer. So a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
None. It amuses me that Democrats fund so many of these.
Okay. Chavez Dreamer is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veteran benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and 8. And eliminate healthcare coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because they found her party's campaign. So great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all.
I'm not sure I understood what all you said.
Okay, if you want, I can repeat all that. Damn it.
Sorry, yes.
Did it? Can you, you want me to do it?
Yes, repeat it, please.
Chavez's regime is working to perpetuate the system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate healthcare coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share, because they found her party's campaign. So, great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Just some.
Okay, final concern is seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security. The Chavez regime supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who have earned their retirement benefits. So, great deal. Quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Let's see. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jeanne Bynum or Republican Larry Chavez Remer?
Republican.
Thank you. So I want to read you a statement that Jeanne Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. So Jeanne Bynum's opponent says she's a soft and on-crime liberal who is in Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job, and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. So, now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jeanne Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Remer?
Republican.
Okay. Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've got a associate degree.
Associate. That's postgraduate?
No.
Or
what are the options?
College.
What?
One, the first to 11th grade, high school, graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college.
That one.
Graduate.
Vocational certification.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, or widow?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in
No.
your household? No. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No, does not apply. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Trump?
Yep.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you. Thank you very much for your participation.
Have a good night.
And your collaboration. You as well.
Yeah,
take care. And thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.